Fighting in the Dark. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As French investigators try to track down whoever organized Friday's attacks, we know this much, that the bad guys who hate Western civilization so much sure do love our social media technology. Here's former CIA man Mike Morrell on Face the Nation.
I think what we're going to learn is that these guys are communicating via these encrypted apps, the producers of which don't produce the keys necessary for law enforcement to read the encrypted messages.
You see what that means? All that spy technology that Edward Snowden revealed is now useless when it comes to spying on the people that we all agree should be spied on. FBI Director James Comey saw it coming when he testified to Congress back in July.
If you want to talk to a terrorist, they're right there on Twitter direct messaging for you to communicate with.
They recruit publicly on Twitter, preferably radicalizing people who already live in the country they want to attack. And then, once they have their convert,
our investigators often lose them because they move to a mobile messaging app that is encrypted end-to-end.
Since the Snowden revelations, privacy groups have stood firmly in support of unbreakable encryption to keep law enforcement in the dark. Comey warned Congress back in July that would be a mistake.
The FBI is not some alien force imposed upon the United States. I am finding that the tools we are being asked to use are increasingly ineffective in our national security work and in our criminal work. And I think my job is to tell folks about that so we can talk about it.
That was last July. Is it time to have that talk yet, do you think? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.